Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ulama ikram, respected brothers in Islam. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate. We have many ulama amongst us here today. Most of whom have come to spend some time with Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Amongst them is Maulana Haider Ali Sahib, who is the president of the Jamiatul Ulama Transvaal's Lanesia branch. And he was very, very actively involved, and he is also presently involved in Radio Islam activities. We all know that Radio Islam benefits thousands of listeners, especially in the Transvaal. He is also actively engaged in many other projects, and without taking much of your time and his time, I will call upon Maulana Haider Sahib to address us today.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Respected brothers and elders, we are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity which seemed far-fetched to be in the presence of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Due to ill health, a stroke and immobility and various other ailments, Hazrat is not able to attend and give talks, deliver talks, but we can be rest assured in the words of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, one of the quotations which he quite often refreshes our minds with, لَوْ أَنَّ وَلِيًّا مِّنْ أَوْلِيَاءِ اللَّهِ لَمَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ لَنَا لَتِلْكَ الْقَرْيَةِ بَرْكَةَ مُرُورِهِ. That if a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to just pass by a particular town, a particular locality, then the people of that locality will benefit from the barakah and blessings of the passing by of that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for Hazrat in this age and in this condition, with all the difficulties of journey, to come to our locality to in order to benefit us. His mere presence is indeed a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many, many awliya Allah, and alhamdulillah, the people of this locality and the people of South Africa, in many parts of South Africa, have tremendously benefited from Hazrat. So Hazrat's program will actually take place after Asr and after Maghrib at the girls' madrasa. We humbly request everybody to take maximum benefit today, tomorrow, most probably on Sunday also, today and tomorrow, after Maghrib. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib is our elder, and he has instructed, given hukam that a few words be said. So upon that, we are saying a few words, my dear friends. These in reality are the very same nasihats and advices which we hear from our elders. In this dunya, there are two systems. One is a system of goodness, of good, and one is a system of evil. The Anbiya alayhimus salam were the flag bearers of good and righteousness. Shaitan Iblis is the flag bearer of evil, guna, and sin. In this world, if you find truthfulness, then you'll find the opposite of truthfulness, which is lies. If you find honesty on one hand, which the Anbiya alayhimus salam came to promote, on the other hand, you'll find Shaitan promoting dishonesty. If you find the Anbiya alayhimus salam coming to promote love, brotherhood, and peace amongst people, then Shaitan came to promote anarchy, chaos, riots, and ill-feeling, infighting amongst people. Likewise, the Anbiya alayhimus salam came to link the creation with the Creator. Shaitan came to break up that link with the Creator. My dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has appointed an angel on the right hand side, and this angel encourages a human being to do good throughout the day. At the same time, there is the left hand side, and he continuously encourages a person to commit evil, to commit guna and sins. These two systems are here to stay, and the coming of man in this world is an exam, is an imtihan. And the foundation of this system comes from the heavens above, or is rather a branch of Jannat and Jahannam. The purpose of Jannat is for those people who follow the first system, and the purpose of Jahannam is for those people who follow the second system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Anbiya alayhimus salam, and they have led this dunya. And after the Anbiya alayhimus salam, you have the Awliya Allah who came and encouraged the system of goodness, righteousness, piety, taqwa, truthfulness, honesty, etc. My dear friends, if we look further, then we'll find, if we study, then we'll find that these awliya Allah, they come here not for our money, not for our food, not for the comforts and for the sceneries. They come here to promote the system of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. And in reality, this benefits, there is only but goodness in the system. If a person follows taqwa and brings taqwa into his life, and if a person concentrates towards the removal of the evil system from his soul and from his nafs, and brings the system of taqwa and islah into his own self, my dear friends, he will be a happy person in this world. He will enjoy life. He will, whilst he might have the namas of this dunya, but at the same time he will enjoy life. If a person is a father, if a person is a husband, if he has taqwa in his life, then he will appreciate his wife more. And according to the teachings of Hazrat, which in reality are the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person should appreciate his wife and a person should not admire other people's wives. So in order, if a person's islah is truly made, then he will become a better husband. Similarly, if a wife's islah is made, if a woman's islah is made, she will become a better wife. She will not look and stare and admire the namas of others and causing and being unappreciative and showing ingratitude towards her husband. Likewise, my dear friends, if we are businessmen and we have honesty in our life, we have truthfulness in our life, we have taqwa in our lives, in our business, then the blessings and the barakah of that is that Almighty Allah will give us more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from many, many wrongs. And just as we don't like somebody to take us for a ride, so to say, in today's language, likewise, if we don't do anybody else down, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it that others also won't do us down. If we're going to be honest with others, then other people are going to be honest with us. If we are students in this world, then my dear friends, taqwa is going to help us in our studies. We are going to become better students. And research shows that even in Western countries, in places like America and Europe, where the Muslim children, they start adopting a life of sunnah and taqwa, their results are better in comparison to the non-Muslims who have everything of this world, but they don't have taqwa because they don't concentrate on their studies. They concentrate on everything else besides their studies. My dear friends, if a person is a teacher, or if a person is in a position of authority, and he has got taqwa, then he will not abuse his authority. He will utilize his authority for the benefit of mankind. Just as he does not want somebody to undermine his authority, likewise he should not be abusing his own authority. And this is what taqwa is all about. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon, Hazrat quite often repeats this ayat of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the people who have taqwa. And this is the need of the hour. How we can adopt taqwa in our lives, how our reformation can take place. My dear friends, if we take it a step further, between husband and wife relationship, if taqwa comes into a person's life, meaning that the qualities of sabr are to be found, the quality of humility is to be found, the quality of give-in policy is to be found, the quality of appreciation is to be found, the quality of shukr is to be found, then that marriage, wallah, is a marriage of Jannah in this world. On the other hand, if there isn't the quality of appreciation, neither in the husband nor in the wife, the husband at all times wants to abuse the wife, and the wife has got a long tongue, or she gossips, or she's always looking at what other people have got, and then she's telling the husband, but so-and-so person has got this, means she hasn't got the quality of shukr in her. Or, if she hasn't got the quality of sabr, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person, sometimes a person loses his job, then he has to exercise restraint. He's without a job, he has to make do with little bit. If the wife has got the quality of shukr in her, which is an offshoot of taqwa, my dear friends, that marriage is going to be bliss. But if she doesn't have shukr in her, then that marriage is not going to be a marriage of bliss. There is an interesting incident mentioned in the kitabs. There was a very, very great imam of grammar nahw, Imam Yahya bin Aksam, rahmatullah alayh. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give some people beauty. This great imam of grammar, it is recorded in the kitabs that he was very, very ugly by nature. Possibly he was the most ugliest person in the locality. On the other hand, he had a wife who was exceptionally beauty. She was so beauty that possibly you could say that she was the most beautiful woman in that area or in that country. One day he told his wife that I have got yakin and I have got hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me Jannah and will grant you also Jannah. So she asked him why. So he replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me such a beautiful wife like you that continuously I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given you such an ugly husband like me, you have to continuously put up with me. You know how much sabr you have to make. For that sabr of yours, Allah will grant you Jannah. So my dear friends, this quality of sabr and shukr, when is it going to come? It's going to come when we stay in the company of the awliya Allah, when we attend the majlis, the majalis, the programs of the Ahlullah, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must reform us so that we can come closer to the awliya Allah, so that this life in this world can become a life of Jannah, my dear friends. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damar Barakatum was traveling in Turkey to Konya, where the qabr of Rauza Mubarak of Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh is. On the way, Hazrat mentioned that the normal dua of journey, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin, that pure and sublime is Allah who has made this vehicle subservient for us. And it was not within us to control this vehicle. Wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. And verily one day we are going to return to our Allah. So Hazrat explained that look at the qudrat and the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we are all enjoying today. That this vehicle is in our control. But look at the components of this vehicle. It was made from steel, which hasn't got life. It is made from aluminium. It is made from plastic, which is in reality a byproduct of petrol, oil, etc. There are various, there's wood in this, possibly. And there are various other components, there's petrol, etc. And so many people, so many factories, so many industries work together in order to produce and manufacture the various components of this vehicle and put it together, and today we are traveling from point A to point B. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person, in fact Hazrat used the word, if a person is driving a Mercedes or is driving any other vehicle, he should at all times be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should and that vehicle should remind him of the ni'mat of Allah, that oh Allah, you have made this vehicle subservient to me, you have put it into my control. Had it not been for your ni'mat, I would not have been able to utilize this vehicle. At the same time, Hazrat also mentioned that the vehicle should not become a means whereby a person's own ego is boosted, where a person feels superior than the next person who hasn't got that type of a vehicle. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. Whether you live whether you have got this type of lifestyle or you got that type of lifestyle, whether you possess this in this world or you possess that in this world, upstairs it's to be seen whether our living in this world was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. My dear friends, now this is where the quality of tawadu comes in, the quality of humility comes in. And a person continuously reminds himself that, oh Allah, you have made it possible for me to drive this vehicle. Oh Allah, you have given it to me. I'm not better than the next person who does not possess this vehicle. I might have a better house, but the person who's living in a squatter camp, if he has got taqwa, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is better than me. My dear friends, this is what taqwa is all about. This is why it is important for us to tread the path to acquire spiritual reformation, spiritual elevation, and spiritual upliftment, my dear friends. If this is not going to be there, we will have everything of this world, my dear friends, but we will not be the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either a person will be a friend of Allah, or either he will not be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be the friend of shaitan. Either be a friend of Rahman, or either a person be a friend of shaitan. If a person follows his nafs and his desires in this world, then he's not going to be a friend of Rahman. And my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these great awliya Allah with the sole intention. These awliya Allah have this fervor in their heart. They have this desire, this burning desire. How everybody can become a friend of Allah, a wali of Allah. How everybody can enjoy life. Everybody can enjoy a life of happiness, tranquility, peace of mind, continuous bliss, barakat, blessings from in all directions. And rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at home, in the business, amongst family, in society. Whatever we do, the rahmat of Allah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there for us to experience, are there for us to enjoy and partake of, my dear friends. So that is why it is important for us to adopt taqwa, my dear friends, and to stay in the company of these great awliya Allah, so that we can come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these great awliya Allah, not one moment of theirs passes by not in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 24 hours their hearts are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that when I take the name of Allah once, then I enjoy so much pleasure. I find so much pleasure in it. And it seems to me as if rivers and streams of honey are flowing from each and every hair of my body. Subhanallah. This is by just taking once the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, they're taking the name of Allah and our taking the name of Allah, there is a world of difference. Why? Because they made qurbani, they made mujahida, they sacrificed, they avoided guna, they avoided desires. And that is why when they take the very same great mubarak, lofty name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their taking the name of Allah is totally different to our taking the name of Allah, because they went through that exercise. My dear friends, in this world, we want, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarullah Sahib Damar Barakatuhum, he says, we want everything to be of the best. In our homes, we want the best of furniture. We want the best of homes. We want the best of motor cars. We want the best of clothes. Our businesses must be the best. Likewise, our iman must be the best. Our taqwa must be the best. Our Islam must be the best. Our coming closer to Allah must be the best. Our sabr must be the best. Our tawadu, humility must be the best. And our Allah consciousness must be the best. And all the good righteous amal and actions which the Quran Kareem has stipulated for us, that must be the best. That is what a person's desire should be, my dear friends. In this world, a person makes effort. If he wants to become a doctor, he studies for how many years? First he goes through matric, then he goes to varsity, then he does his housemanship. By the time he graduates, it's 25 years. Likewise, if he wants to become a lawyer, if he wants to become a plumber or electrician, there is a process involved, there is time, energy, etc., and sacrifices involved. Likewise, my dear friends, if a person wants to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person wants to acquire the pleasure of Allah, if a person wants to inculcate within himself the noble qualities of the awliya Allah, the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, how much more effort isn't required? Is it something that will come automatically in us? Is it something that requires time, energy? Is it something that we have to make an effort for? Or is it just going to come by the way? My dear friends, naturally the answer is that as we make effort for dunya, for the akhirat, which is ever, forever and forever, everlasting, never to come to an end, we also have to make a continuous effort, an effort of a lifetime, my dear friends, so that we can enjoy these great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, give us all hidayat and tawfiq to adopt taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to sit in the company of these great awliya Allah. And Hazrat mentioned one thing which I would like to conclude with, is that yaksa'at sohbati awliya as behtar asad sala ta'at bariya. To spend one moment in the company of a wali of Allah is better than 1,000 years of ibadat without show. This is the saying of all the awliya Allah, my dear friends. Why? If a person's islah is not made, and shaitan, Iblis, when he was in Jannat, he used to be amongst a'badan nas, the best of worshippers amongst the malaika. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew Iblis, he has got a disease in his heart, and his islah was not made. And notwithstanding the fact that he made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Iblis, usjudu li Adam, make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, Aba wastakbar, he refused, and he became proud and haughty, wakana min al kafirin, and from beforehand he was amongst the rebellious and transgressors. So my dear friends, notwithstanding the fact that he made ibadat for thousands of years, he became proud and haughty on one occasion, and on the basis of that he was thrown out of Jannat. Similarly, my dear friends, a person makes ibadat in this world, but there are certain diseases which are within oneself and which a person hasn't diagnosed nor has he remedied. Then how is it is highly possible that ibadat of his has got show in it, or that ibadat of his hasn't got sincerity, ikhlas in it. And the result is a person appears in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah forbid that ibadat of his is rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why to spend one moment in the company of a wali of Allah will become a means, it is possible that particular moment a person's islah is made, the reformation of a person takes place, and he becomes among the awliya Allah, among the siddiqeen, the truthful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear friends, nobody can say that they do not need this. We all need it. It is one of the responsibilities of Nabuwat, wa yuzakkihim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this dunya in order to purify and cleanse mankind. And this is why all these awliya Allah, they come, so that life for us in this dunya can become a life of happiness, a life of taqwa, piety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to take maximum benefit from Hazrat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat shifa and complete shifa inshallah. Jazakallah.